From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. New Year's revelers have welcomed the start of 2010 around the world. President Obama wished the nation a happy and healthy new year, recognizing that times have been tough and saying better days are ahead. At Times Square, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg also acknowledged that 2009 had been a rough year in many ways, but he said his belief in the U.S. was as great as ever.
The ball comes down, the fireworks go off, the confetti starts flying. And you look out and you realize just how lucky we are to be in America.
Bloomberg is to be sworn in for a third term as New York's mayor at noon Eastern time today. The Justice Department is reviewing a judge's decision to drop all charges against five former Blackwater security guards. They were accused of killing unarmed civilians in Iraq in 2007. The shooting left 17 people dead in a busy square in Baghdad. U.S. District Judge Ricardo Urbina said prosecutors built their case on sworn statements that had been made under a promise of immunity. He said that violated the defendant's constitutional rights and called the government's explanations contradictory. President Obama is praising the service of the seven CIA officers who died this week in a terrorist attack in Afghanistan. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
In a letter to CIA employees, President Obama said the seven who were killed had done their duty with, quote, courage, honor, and excellence, and while serving on the front lines to defend their country. The CIA is not releasing the names of those killed or details of their work. The deaths came Wednesday when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated explosives inside a U.S. base in southeastern Afghanistan. CIA Director Leon Panetta has ordered flags at agency headquarters to fly at half staff. The attack marks the single deadliest day for the agency since 1983. When eight CIA officers died in an attack on the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
New Hampshire now allows same-sex marriage. It's the fifth state to do so. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein has more.
About 100 people came out to celebrate the first gay marriages in the Granite State. Couples took turns walking up to the statehouse steps and sharing a few words of love right before the new year. Mary Alice Schatzel says she's glad the law is now on her side, but thinks society is moving slowly to accept gay couples.
Legally, we will be able to do things more equitably now than we were a year ago. Culturally, it's going to take some time.
Conservative New Hampshire lawmakers plan to introduce legislation that would define marriage as between a man and a woman and outright repeal the new marriage statute. Under the law, churches and businesses do not have to officiate or provide services for gay marriage ceremonies. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Russia says direct flights between Russia and Georgia will resume next week. They'll be the first since the 2008 war over South Ossetia. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
The Russian Transport Ministry says Georgian Airways has permission to make charter flights between Tbilisi and Moscow on January 8th, 9th, and 10th. There will also be flights between the Georgian capital and St. Petersburg. Holiday season used to see several flights a day for the large Georgian diaspora in Russia before Airlinks was suspended in 2006 over a spy scandal. Flights resumed in March 2008 but were halted again 5 months later by the war over the breakaway Georgian Republic of South Ossetia. Russia and Georgia broke off diplomatic relations after the conflict, but the flights and last week's agreement to open a land border crossing in the spring suggest a rapprochement is occurring despite the still sometimes fierce rhetoric from the two countries' leaders. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
At least three people were killed today in northwestern Pakistan when a missile struck a car carrying suspected militants. Another attack last night killed at least two people in the same region. It's not clear who fired the missiles, but the U.S. has been carrying out airstrikes in the region for quite some time. Many of the U.S. missiles are fired from pilotless drone aircraft. Civilian casualties have angered some residents of the region and intensified anti-U.S. sentiments. Financial markets are closed for New Year's Day. Stocks ended lower yesterday, but many stock markets posted their best annual gains in years. In the U.S., the Dow Industrials rose nearly 19% for the year. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index rose more than 23%. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.